The ruling saddens Ray Newman. He speaks for the Georgia Baptist Convention on Ethics and Public Policy.
We believe in the biblical definition of marriage, and we believe this goes away from that.
And in a recorded statement, Catholic Archbishop of Atlanta Wilton Gregory says he's unhappy with the ruling.
Today's unfortunate decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, striking down part of the Defense of Marriage Act, is extremely disappointing. The Catholic Church promotes and defends marriage by teaching about marriage's authentic meaning as a lifelong, exclusive, and fruitful communion of one man and one woman.
Gregory went on to say, as a result of the ruling, the future of marriage and the well-being of our society hang in the balance. Gary Marks is the executive director of the Duluth-based Faith and Freedom Coalition. He says the coalition doesn't believe Supreme Court justices should decide the definition of marriage.
I think ultimately we want these important decisions to be left up to the people's branch and debated by those who are representatives of the people in Congress or their executives, or given directly to them to vote on, like many states have done.
But Marks is pleased the decision didn't go even further and nullify constitutional amendments banning gay marriage in states like Georgia.
That definition is still protected. So if someone from a state that does have gay marriage gets married there, a couple gets married there, and then they come to Georgia, Georgia does not have to recognize that marriage. It leaves up to the states, through the principle of federalism, the ability to define marriages as they see fit.
However, he says even though the ruling was narrowly decided, it will give momentum to advocates who support gay marriage. For GPB News, I'm Michelle Wirth.